I've always hated cod liver oil. Gallo almost as much. If I'm not boycotting at least 5 major union-busting companies who all own each other anyway, I start to feel kinda out of touch. If we have to have NAFTA and CAFTA, we'll see our jobs in the hereafter, or some such. And then there's Walmart. If you didn't hear the story, well, here's how it is. Big company sells below cost, drive mom and pop out of biz. Pretty soon all over the land, one big open shop, unions banned. That's our Walmart. They tell their suppliers to buy overseas, that's even better than a wage freeze. We're one big happy family, no unions allowed, this enterprise is free. It's worker free, we're all associates now, see? I guess that means it's our Walmart. They say we buy American whenever we can. We buy at home right here in Saipan. Worst of all, every other store has to follow suit if they want to sell more. But I don't want to follow suit, see? Let's get it over with. Just shoot me. God bless Walmart. Brought 6,000 jobs back to South Carolina for a whole 6 months and sent them back to China where they worked 12 hours on Easter and Earth Day, but they let them off for their 7th birthday. But the shift don't seem so long, long as they're singing the company's song to the Great Walmart of China. 10% of associates get the health care paid by the public, average figure for various states, but you can't expect the employer to pay. Their profit was only $10 billion, no way. Cities must unite with states, stop subsidizing jobs at a second rate. Tell me who's the welfare bum, come on, good old Walmart. Workers getting Medicaid, kids' school lunches are on the state, they're living on Section 8, you gotta love this job. 2 out of 3 of the workers are women. Against the tide of discrimination, they're swimming. Only 1/3 in management jobs. On average, they're getting robbed. Got to get up, got to move, got to get in the union groove. And maybe someday we'll get overtime pay from Walmart.